Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is December 14th, and I am Jesse Steele. We're going to start things off with a mammoth dump alert. So last night, heavy snowfall turned on, and we picked up over 2 feet of additional snow, and it's still coming down. Snow totals are well over 4 feet on the upper mountain, and all operations are suspended for the day. Snowfall like this will set us up for some amazing skiing and riding to come, but extensive work will need to be done mountain-wide in order to reopen the mountain tomorrow and expand terrain. Expect delays and lift openings tomorrow, specifically at Main Lodge and the upper mountain. Snow immersion suffocation, or SIS, is a reality in major storms like this. Please ski and ride with a buddy and keep your buddy in sight at all times. So the snow conditions right now, fresh powder, of course, 50 to 75 inches. It was 17 degrees up there today. And in the next 24 hours, we are looking at 30 more inches. Holy moly. Winds were moderate. And as for the season, the snowfall accumulation has been 95 to 130 inches. Looks like we're going to have a ski season, ladies and gentlemen. So there are some current chain restrictions right now on US 395. Chains or snow tires are required from 16 miles north of Bishop to 6 miles south of the junction of State Route 203. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from 6 miles south of the junction of State Route 203 to the junction of State Route 203. Whatever that means. Chains or snow tires are required from the south junction of State Route 158 to 7 miles north of Levining. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from 7 miles north of Levining to 7 miles south of Bridgeport. So that is R2 conditions. Chains or snow tires are required from 7 miles south of Bridgeport to the Nevada state line. Please research chain control locations as Caltrans is currently working to update chain control descriptions for consistency with internet mapping like Google Maps and MapQuest. Large trucks with single axle drive towing two trailers are prohibited in chain control areas. Just quick update, R1 means chains are required on all vehicles except passenger vehicles and light duty trucks under 6,000 pounds. And equipped with snow tires on at least two drive wheels. Chains must be carried by vehicles using snow tires. All vehicles towing trailers must have chains on one drive axle. Trailers with brakes must have chains on at least one axle. Requirement 2, which is R2, chains or traction devices are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicles with snow and tread tires on all four wheels. You still need to carry chains if you are in that situation, though. And R3, chains or traction devices are required on all vehicles, no exceptions. Luckily, we're not in R3 right now, but who knows? It's still supposed to keep snowing. So that's what's going on with that. So this morning, 395 closed, but then opened again. Potentially could close again. It just depends on the snow. It's crazy right now. But yeah, that was from 203 to the June Lake Loop. That section was closed. But they got it reopened. So just so you know, in case you got stuck during that and you're wondering why. And a little bummer news here. This is always a fun event. The Bishop Chamber Holiday Mixer at High Country Lumber is postponed, unfortunately. Sorry to say, the mixer is set for this Thursday. The mixer was set for this Thursday, 12/16, at High Country Lumber. It has been postponed. We had hoped to hold the event outside in order to be COVID safe, but since the weather has turned extra chilly, we just don't think that will be possible. Our friends at High Country Lumber still want to throw a big party, and we're hopeful for better conditions in the new year. As always, thank you for continuing support and understanding, and that comes from the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce and Bishop, Tawny Thompson. So, hopefully into January, still have the event. But right now, it's just too cold. Did you go outside today? It is very cold. She's not wrong there. You know what works really well when you're cold? Tea, coffee, warm drinks. You know who has the best Brood Awakening, like by far, in Big Pine? If you haven't been there, you need to head down. It is amazing. You know, I was one of those guys that I didn't even drink coffee until I was in my, late 20s. And then I kind of got on a Starbucks kick. And it's just because I had a girlfriend that had a coffee addiction. So she got me the same coffee every time we did anything together. And then from there, it kind of turned into, okay, I'm going to drink coffee all the time. So I never really thought like little mom and pop shop situations were ever going to be able to compete. So I never even cared. Then I went to Brewed Awakening. I prefer it. It is fantastic. They do such a great job, and there is amazing food in there. That's the other thing that's great about the place. You go in there, they've got great, like, they've got this egg and bacon or ham or whatever kind of meat you're looking for, croissant breakfast sandwich. Oh my God, it is so good. You know, if you go to like a fast food joint, it doesn't taste like real food. You know what I mean? And Lord knows I go to fast food joints. And so that's, you know, I'm not knocking that, but it just doesn't taste the same thing. This tastes like it was just made and put together. It's so good. I mean, it's not all covered in oil and stuff like you'd find in a greasy spoon type of restaurant. Oh man. Guess we know what I'm doing for breakfast tomorrow. did you know that Brewed Awakening also has partnered with Eastern Sierra now? That's right. You heard of them? There's going to be a toy giveaway December 19th. It's for Inyo and Mono County communities. And if you want to sign up for this, head over to Eastern Sierra now. There's a big red button at the top and you can sign up for as many kids as you have in need. And we have a lot of toys to give away. And that's kind of the idea. You know what? Let's get some cool Christmas spirit out there and help the families that are in need. So the child must be present to collect the toy. And Santa will be at Brewed Awakening in Big Pine at 3 p.m. to pass out toys. So again, the child must be present. And of course, the parents as well. We don't want you just dumping your kid off. But it should be good. Santa will be there. They can talk to Santa, collect their toys. It's going to be such a cool, cool event. And they'll have warm drinks and goodies there ready to go. So again, if you want to sign up for this program or even just to help or to donate, go to EasternSierraNow.com and there's a big red button at the top that says sign up for the 2021 toy giveaway. That's going to close in a few days. What's today? 14th. So we'll probably close it out on the 18th, I'm guessing. So you got 4 days to get on that. And if you're interested in donating to that cause with just money or time or effort, you can reach me at info@EasternSierraNow.com and just in the headline mention donate for toy drive, and I will make sure to get you contacted with the right people. Well, I think that's going to do it. There's supposed to be some more snow, so batten down the hatches, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what happens by tomorrow. It has been my pleasure talking with you. Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now, and this is Jesse Steele for December 14th. Merry holidays, everyone. Yeah.